Welcome to the Navigating Dental Insurance Podcast, where we don't take from insurance companies. Here are your hosts, Mr. Jordan Comstock and Mr. Ben Tuineg. This podcast is sponsored by BoomCloud Dental Membership Software, www.boomcloudapps.com, and Veritas Dental Resources, www.veritasdentalresources.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Navigating Dental Insurance Podcast. This is your host today, Jordan Comstock. Ben is not with us today, so I'm flying solo. But today I got an exciting guest. Her name is Anissa Holmes. What is up, Anissa?
What's going on? I am so excited to be here with you today.
I'm pumped. It's been a while. I haven't talked to you in a while, and I'm excited to have you on the show today.
I'm super excited to be here.
Yes, and today we were talking beforehand, and we've decided that we want to talk about the power of taking action, which I think is very important because I mean, we see lots of here at BoomCloud, we see lots of practices that are excited about, you know, creating membership programs, what we help with, and yet sometimes there's some practices that don't like to take action. And I think this is a perfect topic to talk about. And there's also startups out there. That I was talking to a startup the other day, Anissa, a startup practice that she was totally focused on just taking action and not, you know, just going to the office and waiting for things to happen. She was taking action. So I think this is a wonderful topic for just no matter what stage anyone is in the industry to talk about today. So I'm excited to hear your thoughts on this.
Good stuff. Was that Cassandra Joseph, by the way?
No, it was not.
Yeah, the reason why I call her name is like Cassandra is doing a startup. Many of you guys have probably seen her. I don't know if you've seen her online in the Facebook groups, but she reached out to me about 2 weeks ago. She actually is a startup. She's opening her practice in about a month. And I think this story is a good lead into what we're going to talk about today. But anyway, she joined our Platinum Mastermind, which is like our training program for dental practices, right? And we have a startup special. So like she came in through that. And what's really interesting is that like we sent an email out to our Platinum members and we're like, you know, we have a few spaces open for our Inner Circle coaching program. Uh-huh. Now her practice is not even open yet, right? Well, she reached out to me and she's like, I want to have a call with you. And she says, you know what? I am a strong believer in just finding shortcuts. And if people can help me get to success, and I know it's proven, like I'm not even going to waste any time. I'm not going to walk. I'm going to run to success. And so like, I don't have the money, but I am going to find a way if I have to go and finance it. And what she said was, you know what? I finance my way into dental school, right? Uh-huh. Like I've done that. I'm financing my way to be able to build my business. So I am willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that I know how to run my business. Like it's just as important as the business that you're building. It's just as important as the education that you get. Because if you don't know how to get the right team, if you don't know how to do marketing, if you don't know how to put processes in place to scale, like it's going to take forever for you to actually be successful. So like, I was just like, I am so impressed by you. Like, I just like, you should be like the poster, like dentist for like every other startup, not necessarily to join my program, but to have that mindset that like you're gonna do whatever it takes.
You have to have that mindset
to get to success. You know, absolutely.
Yeah, especially if you're like starting from scratch. You know, you've got to have that mindset, or nothing's gonna happen. You know.
No, absolutely.
I mean, I remember my early days of starting BoomCloud. As you know, Anissa, I bootstrapped my company. I didn't get any funding, so I had no financial help whatsoever. A lot of people thought I was crazy, but honestly, I focused on taking action. I went to the office every day, even though I didn't have customers yet, and acted like it was, you know, my job basically. But you got to take action. It's so important. No matter what it is, you know, if you're starting a new marketing program, or if you're starting a membership program, or trying to cut out insurance, you know, dependency in the practice, it all starts with taking action.
You know, what's really, really interesting is like just piggybacking on it. And I like to tell stories because I think that's where we have our biggest aha moments, right?
Sure,
so,
yeah.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my story with delivering WOW.
Yeah,
you know,
let's
you
hear
talk about Boom Cloud. And, you know, for me, my story goes back to being a practicing dentist and like having my practice, like I essentially financed my dental practice on credit cards because I couldn't get a loan to build my business. And so I had to figure it out. You know, I had to learn marketing. I had to put in the team. But like I had the same fire that Cassandra had that I spoke about earlier. And so I hired my coach. And after a few years, like we did it, like we built a practice that was known in our community for delivering well. And she's like, you know, what's next for you? And I said, I'm gonna help dentists, right? Now, the interesting thing is that, you know, I started to figure out like, well, how am I gonna do that? And then I started my podcast so that people could hear my message, right?
Sure.
And then the interesting thing, like there was a big turning point for me. And that big turning point is that I had created my Facebook course and I actually went to a marketing conference. So I went to ClickFunnels to learn more about what I thought it was going to go was to learn more about the software so that I can deliver a better course like for dentists. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is like I was there and I was sitting in the audience and there were all these amazing people that were up there and there were people that were saving 30,000 marriages. And there were people that were up there speaking that were helping men to become better husbands and fathers. And like, I was up there and I was just like looking at all of these people and I'm like, oh my gosh, like all of these people have something in common, right?
Yeah.
And the thing they all had in common is that they wanted to make huge impacts on the world. Most of them were actually had charities where they were giving money away, like more money away than they even could imagine, right? And then the other thing that they all had in common, they were all really successful in their business. The last thing that they all had in common is that they were all in Russell Brunson's mastermind, his inner circle.
Yeah.
And so like I'm sitting there and I'm like, I want to help a lot of dentists. Like I want to be able to give money and like do amazing things. And since then, we have, you know, helped to build a school in Kenya, just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's cool.
We actually went ahead and, sent over money and I'm now going to be supporting building another school. I'm going to be going back there and it's not me, it's delivering well next year.
Yeah.
But thing about it is like, I was like, I want to be where these people are. Now, the thing is, I needed to figure out that day, how was I going to get into Russell's inner circle? Because like all of these people had proven that it would be successful for them, right?
Yeah.
And so like I went around and it was supposedly closed and like I begged my way to get into that mastermind. I got into the mastermind and you know what happened, Jordan? Like the next month I was in Boise and I was with Russell and I'm like, you know, and I'm telling him I have a Facebook course and he's like, and I don't think I've ever told a story. And he's like, you know what, Anissa, you know, and I said, I want to help people more, but I just don't even know what's next. And he says, what are they asking you for? Right. And I said, you know, I have this business boot camp that I've helped people with and like they've grown really, really fast. And they've asked me like, how can you help me more? Like, could you like coach me? And I was like, well, I'm not a business coach. And they're like, well, like, please. And I said, well, I'm not sure. I don't do it, you know? And so, and I said, I never did. And he says, well, you know what? You need to listen to them. And so I went back, I took action. I sent out an email and within a week we had 10 people to join my inner circle program. Now his mastermind was $25,000.
Yeah.
I did not have the money. Like I put it on a credit card and I was just like, you know,
I hope this works.
But you know what? I didn't know the processes. I didn't know what he was going to teach me, but I knew that he had proven success with all of these other people. And so I just trusted that I would be able to have the same results. And within 1 month, I was able to get 10 people to say yes to growing their businesses and, you know, at a $25,000 price point. And so the question was it worth it for me to join Russell's mastermind? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah.
You know? And ROI came in. But you know what's even more amazing is that when I look at the people that made a decision to say yes, that join that mastermind with me, do you know who some of those people are? One of those people, of course, is Dr. Glenn Vo, right? Yeah. And so mm-hmm. if Glenn had not made a decision to take action and say yes, I can promise you Nifty Thrifty would not be around. Some
sure,
of these
yeah.
people are people like Meghna Dasani, who's now helping practice owners all over the world now to be able to save lives through helping them with sleep apnea. We've got doctors who now are not growing multiple locations and are not, you know, growing by having digital courses, but now they're taking vacations every single month because now their team is like, you know, they're running the business. And so
sure,
like,
yeah.
I look at how would those practice owners be different if they had not made a decision to take action? And so, you know, this podcast is about taking action. And so I want to encourage all of you, and it may not be, you know, to take action for delivering well. It may not be to take action to join Boom Cloud. But my question to you is, you know, what is the product? What is the service? Who is the who? Who is the person? What is the thing? What is the book that can help you to get to the next level? Because
yeah.
it's only when you don't, you know, jog, but you run into success that
yeah.
you're actually going to be able to get to that next level inside of not only your business, but also in your life.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree. Like the next book, like I think I have a stack of like 7 books on my desk here. Yeah, 7 books. I'm counting now. that I'm like, okay, I bought these. I'm going to like focus on reading these like one at a time and just focus on learning and try to take action on what I learned from each book. As simple as that, I think that's where we're going at, Anissa, right, with the message where I think too many people, I mean, I know countless business owners that manage their business. Well, I mean, I'll be straight up. My dad, for a business owner, he's been in the dental industry for a very long time. He's managed his dental lab since like the early 80s, I think. And he kind of gets stuck in his way and doesn't want to take action to like move his business forward. He knows like all the problems that his business has, right? Like all of them, like it's pretty clear. But he like has never taken action to fix them or improve like the processes of his business. And he's just kind of always stayed the same level of success, right? And I think if he were to take action on certain things of his business, and the same goes for practices out there with anything, right? Whether it be marketing or building processes in their business to help their team and hold their team accountable. But people just don't take action. My dad doesn't take that much action. Maybe he's happy with where he's at, which is totally cool. That's a totally good spot to be in. But at the same time, you know, if you truly want to have a great amount of success, no matter what you do, it's all about just taking action, learning and taking action. So that's kind of my thought there, Anissa.
So let's talk a little bit about, you just talked about systems and processes.
Sure, yeah.
And the power of systems and processes. And, you know, one thing that's been significant for me inside of my practice and also all of the practices that we have worked with, you know, when I look at, and this is kind of like what started us having like our marketing and practice growth challenge, is that I actually, you know, a few weeks ago, I was on our Facebook group for Delivering Well, and I was talking about a few things that we've done in our practice to actually grow significantly. Actually, I'll just share it here because I think it's,
sure,
it's
yeah.
pretty significant. So the first thing that we did in our practice is we put in processes for accountability. So the first one were processes of using whiteboards. And what happens with whiteboards is that we are able to look at all of the different services that we are actually performing for our patients. So
uh-huh.
that might be things like for hygiene, you know, how many scaling and root planings are we doing? How many sealants are we performing? Looking into the restorative side, how many units of crown and bridge are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, and so what happens is that when we start looking at tracking services, what happens is that we wind up having, one, a process to be able to hold the team accountable. So say, for example,
just by tracking the services.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, super simple.
So if you look at something like, for example, if you look at sealants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another process that we use with our practices that we work with are our scorecards, where we actually look at weekly doctor production per visit, the reappointment rate. We look at the accounts receivable over 30 days. And we also look at, for example, hygiene, your hygiene production per visit. And so, like, when I'm looking at hygiene production per visit for practices, when it's low or like lower than the average, I'm like, I know you're not using whiteboards. I know that your hygienists are not discussing sealants with your patients. So I first say, like, are you okay with sealants? Because some people are not. And they say, yeah, we're completely fine. Like, we do sealants. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, I can tell you your hygienist is not having the conversation, probably because she's not thinking about it, or she feels that she's too busy. But I can tell you in my business, like, we've had, you know, months where we've done 200 sealants, right? And if you look at the math on that, that is enough revenue that now you can afford to take your team on an amazing continuing education. You can buy equipment for the practice. I mean, imagine getting an extra $3,000 or $5,000 a month just from sealants.
Just from
how that would change your practice, right? And so the thing about it is that when you start putting in something like a whiteboard, what happens is that every day when you have your morning huddle, you can look at it. It can be updated. And then now it's the middle of the month. And if the hygienist sees on there that she's only done 20 sealants, then it's clear that she's not had conversations. And so I asked the doctors, like, do you truly believe that a sealant can help, like, prevent a cavity? I know I do. Like, when I was in dental school, my professor, when I went to like the after school dental cleaning place, like the clinic, and the instructor's like, would you like me to paint something on your tooth that would more than likely prevent you from ever having a cavity? And I'm like, hello? Yeah, of course, right?
I like the description.
And so for years, like, I didn't do sealants or did not recommend sealants for patients. Yet when I had my cleaning done, I was always like really crazy about, is my sealant okay, right? And eventually I was like, why am I not talking to my patients about this? Like,
sure,
it didn't even make any sense. So anyway, we started doing it. And when we started tracking it in my practice, I was like, we were doing like 20, and I'm like, all right, guys, we're going to use this whiteboard thing. And I'm like, you know, how many sealants do you guys think, to my team, that we can do? And they're like, we can do like 50. And I'm like, all right, great. Let's do 50. Right.
Let's do a challenge
So we did 50. And then like the next month, like, we actually got like, let's say 60. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, all right, so 50 clearly was too low. Like, how many can we do this month? And they're like, no, we can do like 75. And I'm like, all right, cool. So like, it becomes like this fun
thing.
It's a game.
Right? Yeah.
It's a game, right?
It's a contest.
Next thing you know, like, right now our goal is 200. And we typically we'll get there. But that's just one example of, number one, making sure that you are holding your team accountable to the conversations, right? So how do you know they're doing what you would like for them to do, or they say that they're doing? Like, you have to have a process in place, right?
Absolutely.
Number two, you are ensuring that patient care does not slip through the cracks, right? And then number three, what's really great is that you have your team working together to be able to achieve a goal. And of course, the fourth thing is increased revenue, right? Which is really awesome, because that allows you to be able to grow your business, hire the best people, and of course, have that money to give away for all of your different charities that you want to support. So like, that's just one example. Another way is like, is saying, okay, well, I want to do 30 crowns. Well, how do you do that? Well, it's not that hard to do four crowns. Yeah. Like, you just have your scheduling coordinator pull up a list of people who had a crown that was treatment planned in the last 6 months, who have unscheduled treatment of this amount, and they have insurance remaining. And you call people who have multiple units of crown and bridge remaining.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, the scheduling coordinator's doing that. The treatment coordinator's recommending that people do all of their treatment in one day, so they don't have to miss work multiple times, right?
Yeah,
the doctor,
great
when they're tired, the doctor's like, all right, I'm tired, and like, I do not want to start this today. And then like, the assistant's like looking at the doc like, doc, you're going to start that crown today. We got to hit our goal, right?
Yeah, so got to hit our goal.
So what it allows us to do is, again, hold ourselves accountable. And then who wins at the end of the day when we hold ourselves accountable for holding our patients accountable for actually getting the work done that they need to be able to stay healthy and prevent long-term, like, huge issues from popping up? So,
yeah,
like,
everybody wins. Like,
yeah, everybody wins, right?
Yeah.
And so this is like a huge tool that we have put in place. It's one piece of a next process that we use, which are, again, a scorecards. We started talking about that on our Facebook group. Started talking about, again, how are easy ways that you can grow your business. The second thing that we've done recently in December, actually, this does talk about marketing. At the beginning of the podcast, I was like, I don't really want to talk about marketing. But what
You're
we
good.
Did was, yeah, but what we did was we actually went out in December, and I got some partner businesses to partner up with me, and we did a huge social media campaign that was shared like between 70 and 90 times. And it's something that I've spoken about in our Facebook bootcamp, and we've had practices do the same thing, even startups. And they've been able to grow their Facebook page, some of them like by hundreds of followers in just like a few weeks. And no ad spend, no marketing dollars, no boosting. Yeah, it's crazy. It's organic campaign. So I went to myself, I'm like, I know Facebook's a marketing agency. I know I teach that.
It totally is.
But like, can I like figure out a way to actually get like viral growth of a campaign with spending zero money? And I actually figured out how to do that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because I'm
like the worst at Facebook marketing. I'll be honest. I'm good at email marketing, and I've like kind of just stuck with that.
Well, maybe you need to join my challenge.
I probably should.
No, you can definitely learn as well.
I'm sure I can. It's all universal.
But so we did that. And then from there, I was like, all right, guys, you want me, if you want, I can probably just teach you guys this stuff. And they were like, yeah. And so like in a week and a half, we put together this like marketing and practice growth challenge. And like when we got on the call today, like I wanted to talk about this today because I'm just so freaking excited about what's happening. So yesterday we actually started our first challenge, and we have over 200 practices in there. And the reason why like you can hear my excitement and my high is that all these people like when I mean, and we promoted this challenge on in my Facebook group, in other Facebook groups. We did emails. We did Facebook Messenger bot like notification.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think a lot of people probably knew about it, but guess what happened? Like the challenge is $47, and we only had 200 people. Of all of those people, make a decision to do what? To take action, right?
Yep.
They did that, and yesterday was amazing. So we had we have practices that are in there from the United States, from Germany, from New Zealand, Australia, from Colombia, from Mexico, from Canada, from UK, like all over. And like I would say 25% of them, like they did Facebook Lives yesterday, and they're like, never done a Facebook Live before. And they said like it was such a lesson to themselves that they could step out of their comfort zone, that it was so empowering for them. There are people that went out and like, you know, we had pre-work to get some gift cards from partner businesses, and they're like, they've been so afraid of like asking people to support their business in the past, and they did it anyway, and like how they felt now, and they're empowered, and like teams are coming together, and they're excited about like coming together to set goals for the business. And so like I'm so like excited right now about like what's going to happen for these practices.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Number one, they made a decision that, you know, they were not going to sit on the sidelines anymore and see other people be successful, that they want success for themselves. They made a decision that they were going to have strategies in place to be able to grow their businesses. They're going to go ahead and make sure that they can get out there on social media and build those strategic partnerships with these other businesses.
Like their local businesses, what they're doing, right?
Yeah. Yes. So I'm so excited because like, anyway, I'm as you can tell, I'm like so excited because
we just started
the challenge yesterday. So I've decided we're going to be doing this every single month. So like our next challenge registration is already open, but there's just so much power, like I said before, and just taking action and just having processes place to be able to grow.
There is. I mean, you've kind of inspired me. Like, thinking about my customer base, that, you know, the people that use BoomCloud, I'm constantly thinking how we can help them take action and grow their membership programs. So I think I may just copy you with some, not no exactly, problem. But I may just figure out some type of challenge. Cause I was sitting here, my brother, I have a twin brother, Anissa, I don't know if you knew this. And he is in dentistry as well. And, he came over to the office yesterday, and because we're thinking about bringing him on and helping out here at on the team here at BoomCloud. And I'm like, man, and he's going to be over customer success, basically. And I'm like, how can we, like, take action and motivate our customers and new customers and potential to take action? I think just hearing what you're doing kind of is inspiring me to figure out a way to help motivate other people, because that's what it really is all about, right? That's really what success is all about, is helping other people become successful, and everybody wins, right, with that mindset. And I think that's fantastic what you're doing with the challenge. So where, if any of my listeners are interested in the challenge, like, talk about how they register for it and things like that.
Good. Absolutely. So, it's really easy. You go to deliveringwellchallenge.com. Mm-hmm. The challenge is $47. Okay.
No-brainer.
And so at that price point, like, there's really no excuses. Yeah, it's definitely a no-brainer. And what's really cool is we actually have, like, challenge codes where people can actually save an extra 20%. So it winds up being $37. If you'd like, we can certainly create one for your community. We have, sure, what's been really amazing is we have Facebook groups that are taking the challenge together. Mm-hmm. So we've had a few Facebook groups that are doing it. So they have that extra layer of, like, support and accountability, which is really, really cool. And what's really awesome as well is that we have even ambassadors that are sharing. It's really cool sharing the program, and we have built in where they can create charity projects with what they're doing with the program. So yeah, pretty easy to get in. It is deliveringwellchallenge.com, and we can create a code for your listeners. So it would be BoomCloudChallenge. So sure, if they put in BoomCloudChallenge, when they go to deliveringwellchallenge.com, they can save that extra 20%.
Awesome. So go and take action on that. I think that's a wonderful thing to challenge everyone to grow their business and kind of get out of their comfort zone, right? Which is another important thing of taking action, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
all that. Yeah. So, Anissa, this has been a fantastic episode. Any final thoughts for our listeners here?
You know what? I just want to thank you for what you're doing in the dental industry. You're definitely doing something that's very innovative and ultimately is going to help a lot of people. And, you know, people look at the work that we do and a lot of times they don't see how hard we work, and the fact that, you know, sometimes in the night, throughout the night, almost, you know, 24 hours a day sometimes, because we have this calling to be able to help practices. But, like, for you and for me, it's like, what is the why behind it? Of course, it is a business, right? But on the other end of it, like, what is our why? And that's the bigger thing. And the big why is that if we can help businesses to grow, then they are able to help other people to grow, right?
Yeah, and compounds. Yep.
You know, it's just amazing when your clients can now help patients find a way to say yes to the care and treatment that they really need. And I just really appreciate you, and I just want to validate all the great things that you're doing.
Well, I appreciate those wonderful thoughts, Anissa. You're awesome. So, okay. So go to deliveringwowchallenge.com.
That's it.
Okay. Check out deliveringwowchallenge.com. And let's all take action to grow your practice. I think it's a wonderful challenge. So check that out. Anissa, thank you so much again for coming on the show. I appreciate everything you do in the industry as well. I enjoy watching you and on Facebook and seeing what you're doing, I think it's pretty inspiring for me as well. So thank you so much.
And thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we hope everyone has a wonderful day. Rock on.
Good stuff.